Not much precipitation will be occurring in the northern plains as we move forward through the next 5 or 6 days, and that'll be welcome. But we do have to prepare ourselves for a change in weather that brings cold air back into the region next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures across the region are expected to be not too bad over these next few days. We do not expect to see much in the way of serious coolness, at least not before we get to the end of the weekend. We do look for daily highs running primarily in the 40s and 50s, but there will be a couple of spots that might be a tad bit warmer and a few that might be a little cooler as well. The warmest weather may occur tomorrow in southern parts of South Dakota, where temperatures over 60 degrees will be possible. We'll also look for a few temperatures that are only in the upper 30s, and that'll occur Thursday and Friday in northeastern North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. But we won't see much other deviation from the 40 and 50 degree range of temperatures through the weekend. Our nighttime lows are expected to be mostly running in the 20s and 30s. There will be a few 40 degree readings once in a while, but we do not expect that to be very common. We will see more 20s than 30s on Friday morning. You might even see a few upper teens in the northernmost parts of the region. But all that is still above normal for this time of the year for the majority of the region. There's been a lot of talk about changes in the atmosphere taking place next week that promises to bring colder air southward from the Arctic. And indeed, that will be the case. It'll happen in waves. I don't think we'll just suddenly get into a really cold air mass and stay there. But you'll notice the first round of cooling probably in the early part of next week. We may see a little bit of snow flurry or snow shower activity as the colder air pushes across the area, but not much in the way of serious snowfall in that first round of cooling. There will be additional reinforcing shots of cooler air, and the earliest that we could see a more meaningful snow event for the area will probably wait until later in the week next week. Right now, the computer forecast models are not handling the progression of the cold air very well, and because of that, the storm systems that are advertised for next week are misplaced and ill-timed, and I think that we'll have to wait for a couple of additional days before we can get specific about when we can expect the next round of more meaningful precipitation. But one thing is for sure, we will be seeing cooling temperatures taking place next week. No extreme cold, though, until we get to the latter days of the month. And our expectations in South America are still relatively good. I think Brazil's had some dryness this spring, but it looks as though rain will improve over the coming week, and Argentina has just about ideal soil moisture. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.